Tractate 11 John 2 23-25, 3-1-5. Part 1. Opportunely has the Lord procured for us that this passage should occur in its order today, for I suppose you have observed, beloved, that we have undertaken to consider and explain the gospel according to John in due course. Opportunely then it occurs, that today you should hear from the gospel, that, except a man be born again of water and of the Spirit, he shall not see the kingdom of God. For it is time that we exhort you, who are still catechumens, who have believed in Christ in such wise, that you are still bearing your sins. And none shall see the kingdom of heaven while burdened with sins, for none shall reign with Christ, but he to whom they have been forgiven, but forgiven they cannot be, but to him who is born again of water and of the Holy Spirit. But let us observe all the words what they imply, that here the sluggish may find with what earnestness they must haste to put off their burden. For were they bearing some heavy load, either of stone, or of wood, or even of some gain, if they were carrying corn, or wine, or money, they would run to put off their loads. They are carrying a burden of sins, and yet are sluggish to run. You must run to put off this burden, it weighs you down, it drowns you. Behold, you have heard that when our Lord Jesus Christ was in Jerusalem at the Passover, on the feast day, many believed in his name, seeing the signs which he did. Many believed in his name, and what follows? But Jesus did not trust himself to them. Now what does this mean? They believed, or trusted, in his name, and yet Jesus did not trust himself to them. Was it, perhaps, that they had not believed on him, but were feigning to have believed, and that therefore Jesus did not trust himself to them? But the evangelist would not have said, many believed in his name, if he were not giving a true testimony to them. A great thing, then, it is, and a wonderful thing, men believe on Christ, and Christ trusts not himself to men. Especially is it wonderful, since, being the Son of God, he of course suffered willingly. If he were not willing, he would never have suffered, since, had he not willed it, he had not been born, and if he had willed this only, merely to be born and not to die, he might have done even whatever he willed, because he is the Almighty Son of the Almighty Father. Let us prove it by facts. For when they wished to hold him, he departed from them. The Gospel says, and when they would have cast him headlong from the top of the mountain, he departed from them unhurt. And when they came to lay hold of him, after he was sold by Judas the traitor, who imagined that he had it in his power to deliver up his master and Lord, there also the Lord showed that he suffered of his own will, not of necessity. For when the Jews desired to lay hold of him, he said to them, whom seek you? But they said, Jesus of Nazareth. And said he, I am he. On hearing this saying, they went backward, and fell to the ground. In this, that in answering them he threw them to the ground, he showed his power, that in his being taken by them he might show his will. It was of compassion, then, that he suffered. For he was delivered up for our sins, and rose again for our justification. Hear his own words, I have power to lay down my life, and I have power to take it again, no man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself, that I may take it again. Since, therefore, he had such power, since he declared it by words, showed it by deeds, what then does it mean that Jesus did not trust himself to them, as if they would do him some harm against his will, or would do something to him against his will, especially seeing that they had already believed in his name? Moreover, of the same persons the evangelist says, they believed in his name, of whom he says, but Jesus did not trust himself to them. Why? Because he knew all men, and needed not that any should bear witness of man, for himself knew what was in man. The artificer knew what was in his own work better than the work knew what was in itself. The creator of man knew what was in man, which the created man himself knew not. Do we not prove this of Peter, that he knew not what was in himself, when he said, "With thee, even to death"? Hear that the Lord knew what was in man, "Thou with me even to death"? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. The man, then, knew not what was in himself, but the creator of the man knew what was in the man. Nevertheless, many believed in his name, and yet Jesus did not trust himself to them. What can we say, brethren? Perhaps the circumstances that follow will indicate to us what the mystery of these words is. That men had believed in him is manifest, is true, none doubts it, the gospel says it, the truth-speaking evangelist testifies to it. Again, that Jesus trusted not himself to them is also manifest, and no Christian doubts it, for the gospel says this also, and the same truth-speaking evangelist testifies to it. Why, then, is it that they believed in his name, and yet Jesus did not trust himself to them? Let us see what follows. And there was a man of the Pharisees, Nicodemus by name, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to him by night, and said unto him, Rabbi, you already know that Master is called Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these signs which thou doest, except God be with him. This Nicodemus, then, was of those who had believed in his name, as they saw the signs and prodigies which he did. For this is what he said above, Now, when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover on the feast day, many believed in his name. Why did they believe? He goes on to say, seeing his signs which he did. And what says he of Nicodemus? There was a ruler of the Jews, Nicodemus by name, the same came to him by night, and says to him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. Therefore this man also had believed in his name. And why had he believed? He goes on, For no man can do these signs which thou doest, except God be with him. If, therefore, Nicodemus was of those who had believed in his name, let us now consider, in the case of this Nicodemus, why Jesus did not trust himself to them. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Therefore to them who have been born again cloth Jesus trust himself. Behold, those men had believed on him, and yet Jesus trusted not himself to them. Such are all catechumens, already they believe in the name of Christ, but Jesus does not trust himself to them. Give good heed, my beloved, and understand. If we say to a catechumen, Dost thou believe on Christ? He answers, I believe, and signs himself, already he bears the cross of Christ on his forehead, and is not ashamed of the cross of his Lord. Behold, he has believed in his name. Let us ask him, Dost thou eat the flesh of the Son of Man, and drink the blood of the Son of Man? He knows not what we say, because Jesus has not trusted himself to him. Therefore, since Nicodemus was of that number, he came to the Lord, but came by night, and this perhaps pertains to the matter. Came to the Lord, and came by night, came to the light, and came in the darkness. But what do they that are born again of water and of the Spirit hear from the Apostle? You were once darkness, but now light in the Lord, walk as children of light, and again, but we who are of the day, let us be sober. Therefore they who are born again were of the night, and are of the day, were darkness, and are light. Now Jesus trusts himself to them, and they come to Jesus, not by night, like Nicodemus, not in darkness do they seek the day. For such now also profess, Jesus has come near to them, has made salvation in them, for he said, Except a man eat my flesh, and drink my blood, he shall not have life in him. 8. And as the catechumens have the sign of the cross on their forehead, they are already of the great house, but from servants let them become sons. For they are something who already belong to the great house. But when did the people Israel eat the manna? After they had passed the Red Sea. And as to what the Red Sea signifies, hear the apostle, Moreover, brethren, I would not have you ignorant, that all our fathers were under the cloud, and all passed through the sea. To what purpose passed they through the sea? As if thou wert asking of him, he goes on to say, And all were baptized by Moses in the cloud and in the sea. Now, if the figure of the sea had such efficacy, how great will be the efficacy of the true form of baptism? If what was done in a figure brought the people, after they had crossed over, to the manna, what will Christ impart, in the verity of his baptism, to his own people, brought over through himself? By his baptism he brings over them that believe, all their sins, the enemies as it were that pursue them, being slain, as all the Egyptians perished in that sea. Whither does he bring over, my brethren? Whither does Jesus bring over by baptism, of which Moses then showed the figure, when he brought them through the sea? Whither? To the manna. What is the manna? I am, saith he, the living bread, which came down from heaven. The faithful receive the manna, having now been brought through the Red Sea? Why Red Sea? Besides sea, why also red? That Red Sea signified the baptism of Christ. How is the baptism of Christ red, but as consecrated by Christ's blood? Whither, then, does he lead those that believe and are baptized? To the manna. Behold, manna, I say, what the Jews, that people Israel, received, is well known what God had rained on them from heaven, and yet catechumens know not what Christians receive. Let them blush, then, for their ignorance, let them pass through the Red Sea, let them eat the manna, that as they have believed in the name of Jesus, so likewise Jesus may trust himself to them. Therefore mark, my brethren, what answer this man who came to Jesus by night makes. Although he came to Jesus, yet because he came by night, he still speaks from the darkness of his own flesh. He understands not what he hears from the Lord, understands not what he hears from the light, which lighteth every man that cometh into this world. Already hath the Lord said to him, Except a man be born again, he shall not see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born again when he is old? The Spirit speaks to him, and he thinks of the flesh. He thinks of his own flesh, because as yet he thinks not of Christ's flesh. For when the Lord Jesus had said, Except a man eat my flesh, and drink my blood, he shall not have life in him, some who followed him were offended, and said among themselves, This is a hard saying, who can hear it? For they fancied that, in saying this, Jesus meant that they would be able to cook him, after being cut up like a lamb, and eat him. Horrified at his words, they went back, and no more followed him. Thus speaks the evangelist, and the Lord himself remained with the 12, and they said to him, Lo, those have left thee. And he said, Will you also go away? Wishing to show them that he was necessary to them, not they necessary to Christ. Let no man fancy that he frightens Christ, when he tells him that he is a Christian, as if Christ will be more blessed if thou be a Christian. It is a good thing for thee to be a Christian, but if thou be not, it will not be ill for Christ. Hear the voice of the psalm, I said to the Lord, Thou art my God, since thou hast no need of my goods. For that reason, thou art my God, since of my goods thou hast no need. If thou be without God, thou wilt be less, If thou be with God, God will not be greater. Not from thee will he be greater, but thou without him wilt be less. Grow, therefore, in him, do not withdraw thyself, that he may, as it were, diminish. Thou wilt be renewed if thou come to him, wilt suffer loss if thou depart from him. He remains entire when thou comest to him, remains entire even when thou fallest away. When, therefore, he had said to his disciples, Will you also go away? Peter, that rock, answered with the voice of all, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Pleasantly savored the Lord's flesh in his mouth. The Lord, however, expounded to them, and said, It is the Spirit that quickeneth. After he had said, Except a man eat my flesh, and drink my blood, he shall not have life in him, lest they should understand it carnally, he said, It is the Spirit that quickeneth, but the flesh profiteth nothing, the words which I have spoken unto you are spirit and life. This Nicodemus, who had come to Jesus by night, did not savor of this spirit and this life. Saith Jesus to him, Except a man be born again, he shall not see the kingdom of God. And he, savoring of his own flesh, while as yet he savored not of the flesh of Christ in his mouth, saith, How can a man be born a second time, when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb, and be born? This man knew but one birth, that from Adam and Eve, that which is from God and the church he knew not yet, he knew only those parents that bring forth to death, knew not yet the parents that bring forth to life, he knew but the parents that bring forth successors, knew not yet the ever-living parents that bring forth those that shall abide. Whilst there are two births, then, he understood only one. One is of the earth, the other of heaven, one of the flesh, the other of the spirit, one of mortality, the other of eternity, one of male and female, the other of God and the church. But these two are each single, there can be no repeating the one or the other. Rightly did Nicodemus understand the birth of the flesh, so understand thou also the birth of the spirit, as Nicodemus understood the birth of the flesh. What did Nicodemus understand? Can a man enter a second time into his mother's womb, and be born? Thus, whosoever shall tell thee to be spiritually born a second time, answer in the words of Nicodemus, Can a man enter a second time into his mother's womb, and be born? I am already born of Adam, Adam cannot beget me a second time. I am already born of Christ, Christ cannot beget me again. As there is no repeating from the womb, so neither from baptism. He that is born of the Catholic Church, is born, as it were, of Sarah, of the free woman, he that is born of heresy is, as it were, born of the bond woman, but of Abraham's seed. Consider, beloved, how great a mystery. God testifies, saying, I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Were there not other patriarchs? Before these, was there not holy Noah, who alone of the whole human race, with all his house, was worthy to be delivered from the flood he in whom, and in his sons, the church was prefigured? Born by wood, they escaped the flood. Then afterwards great men whom we know, whom holy scriptures commends, Moses faithful in all his house. And yet those three are named, just as if they alone deserved well of him, I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, this is my name forever. Sublime mystery. It is the Lord that is able to open both our mouth and your hearts, that we may speak as he has deigned to reveal, and that you may receive even as it is expedient for you. The patriarchs, then, are these three, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You know that the sons of Jacob were 12, and thence the people Israel, for Jacob himself is Israel, and the people Israel in 12 tribes pertaining to the 12 sons of Israel. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, three fathers, and one people. The fathers three, as it were in the beginning of the people, three fathers in whom the people was figured, and the former people itself the present people. For in the Jewish people was figured the Christian people. There a figure, here the truth, there a shadow, here the body, as the apostle says, now these things happened to them in a figure. It is the apostle's voice, they were written, saith he, for our sakes, upon whom the end of the ages is come. Let your mind now recur to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. In the case of these three, we find that free women bear children, and that bond women bear children, we find their offspring of free women, we find their also offspring of bond women. The bond woman signifies nothing good, cast out the bond woman, saith he, and her son, for the son of the bond woman shall not be heir with the son of the free. The apostle recounts this, and he says that in those two sons of Abraham was a figure of the two testaments, the old and the new. To the Old Testament belong the lovers of temporal things, the lovers of the world, to the New Testament belong the lovers of eternal life. Hence, that Jerusalem on earth was the shadow of the heavenly Jerusalem, the mother of us all, which is in heaven, and these are the apostles' words. And of that city from which we are absent on our sojourn, you know much, you have now heard much. But we find a wonderful thing in these births, in these fruits of the womb, in these generations of free and bond women, namely, four sorts of men, in which four sorts is completed the figure of the future Christian people, so that what was said in the case of those three patriarchs is not surprising, I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. For in the case of all Christians, observe, brethren, either good men are born of evil men, or evil men of good, or good men of good, or evil men of evil, more than these four sorts you cannot find. These things I will again repeat, give heed, keep them, excite your hearts, be not dull, take in, lest ye be taken, how of all Christians there are four sorts. Either of the good are born good, or of the evil, are born evil, or of the good are born evil, or of the evil good. I think it is plain. Of the good, good, if they who baptize are good, and also they who are baptized rightly believe, and are rightly numbered among the members of Christ. Of the evil, evil, if they who baptize are evil, and they who are baptized approach God with a double heart, and do not observe the morals which they hear urged in the church, so as not to be chaff, but grain, there. How many such there are, you know, beloved. Of the evil, good, sometimes an adulterer baptizes, and be that is baptized is justified. Of the good, evil, sometimes they who baptize are holy, they who are baptized do not desire to keep the way of God.